Response. Residents of Kiambu County have been ordered to vacate areas within the 30-meter riparian corridor of watercourses across the county and sinking residential buildings for their own safety. County Commissioner, CC, and Chairman of the Kiambu County Disaster Management Team, Daniel DeRossi, told KNA that the team is up to the task of mitigating evacuation and rescue efforts in the county and has been doing so. We have been trying our best trying to minimize the effects despite a few fatalities we have had, he noted and confirmed that households from three residential buildings within Kiambu County have been evacuated following the ongoing heavy rains and flooding that is being experienced in the country. The CC noted that the three buildings, namely in Kiamumbi, Jija and Ruaka, had been a risk and it was necessary for evacuation to be deployed to save other people. In Ruaka, one person had died and another injured after a perimeter wall of an apartment collapsed on an adjacent iron sheet residential structure. In Kiamumbi area, more than 20 tenants in a building area were asked to vacate as the building had started to have cracks, showing signs of sinking, while in Jija, residents living in waterlogged areas were advised to move to higher ground following heavy rains. We have identified rescue center in some schools and a few churches where those who have been evacuated are being sheltered, he noted. In terms of support to those affected, DeRossi thanked the government through the special programs and mentioned the First Lady Rachel Ruto and also Deputy President's spouse Dorcas Rigathi, who have been supporting those affected through giving. 2 days ago, Mrs. Ruto distributed food and household items to 203 families affected by flooding in Kilimambogo area Thika West, Kiambu County, and assured the victims of government's full support, while Pastor Dorcas Rigathi donated food and non-food items in areas of Ruiru, Githunguri and also Gatundu. Landslides along Kamende Kajabe Road, where some residents of Matathia were cut off. The CC said that most of the flooding being experienced in residential areas is due to human activities such as clogging of drainages, buildings in riparian areas and also inappropriate buildings. DeRossi confirmed that inspection and assessment by a multi-agency team comprising county and national government officials has been on the ground. Most of the fatalities we have had in Kiambu is being attributed to the collapse of structures and not flooding, he confirmed, mentioning that it was unfortunate that buildup of the water in the Kajabe area originated from Kiambu affecting Mai Mahiu, Naivasha Road. He added that they have mobilized a team so that a recurrence does not occur, especially in the areas around the Kajabe Mission Hospital and also the Rift Valley Academy School, adding, "We have mapped the area and evacuated people." He thanked the national government and military for coming to support during the search and rescue mission in Kajabe but noted the need to have a long-term solution. "We must unclog the railway tunnels that have been blocked, that is leading to buildup of water, and for this we may need some support from the National Disaster Operations Center because of the capacity may be beyond the railways and our own local capacity as a multi-agency team," said DeRossi, noting that through the National Disaster Operations Center, action will be soonest. Sunday evening, Kajabe Mission received 62.5 millimeters of rain, even as the railway embankments continue to fill with water, making the area unstable and a further collapse of the railways likely. On the thicker superhighways, DeRossi said the piling of water, especially on the Jija areas, Kahawa Sakari area, has seen deployment of temporal police to guide motorists and urged motorists to also take caution. DeRossi explained that the county government has deployed 3 excavators in every ward to assist in the drilling and opening up of unclogged areas. "I still want to implore and urge residents of Kiambu to take precaution, listen to authorities and cooperate. Let us not dare nature be patient, and though it may cause inconveniences, it is better to be safe even as we continue to monitor the situation on the ground," the county commissioner said. Since the heavy rains started, Kiambu County has seen 5 dams marked as risky as water levels have been rising, namely the Lari Swamp, Raruti Dam in Lemuru, Brookside, Gacheha Dam in Ruiru, Kiahuria and Selector Public Dams in Jija. Meanwhile, Kiambu County Meteorological Director Magdalene Gateri has indicated that lower ground areas, namely Jija, Ruiru and Thika, are expected to receive less amounts of rains, while the sub-counties like Kiambu and Kiamba are expected to receive highest amounts of rains of between 20 mm to more than 50 mm.